Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in my ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. My guest today is well-known country singer-songwriter Philip Claypool, who has just released a new CD, Come On Back Home. Philip, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Simon. It's good to be on.
Before we get into the music, and yeah, I was chuckling a little bit because Philip and I were talking off air. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Philip Claypool?
Well, first of all, I was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, which when I was a kid was a big melting pot of music. And I grew up really on blues, gospel, traditional country, and quite frankly, I really got the bug for music when sort of the tail end of the British invasion came in, and Beatles, Everly Brothers, harmonies. I really got into singing and played all different kinds of music growing up. I had, rock and roll bands. I had my little folk period. I loved singing soul music. I had a little soul band, too, in high school where I did all that kind of music. But, I'm a southern singer-songwriter. Memphis is one of those, like I said, it's a big old bowl of musical stew, and it's all stirred up, and I played a number of different styles, but wound up doing country.
Why would you select country over another genre?
It wasn't really by choice. I wasn't a real fan of country music when I was in high school and really starting to play a lot. It became very poppy to me, and I wasn't a big fan of it. I was really more into sort of roots rock and roll and blues. But when I started writing my own songs for my girlfriends and singing them in my bedroom there and working them out, my mom used to come in after I'd been trying to sing like everybody from John Lennon to Bono all day long. My mom would come in and go, "You're a country music singer." And I'd go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, when you use your own voice and you're from Memphis, Tennessee, you sound like a great country singer." She goes, "That's what you naturally do." And believe it or not, I was with a roots rock and roll band signed to a record label. And my the president of my record label, Mike Kerr, heard some demo tapes of me doing my own songs, not the songs that the writers in my band wrote that I sang. And he heard these songs, and they called me up and said, "Who wrote these things?" And I said, "Well, I did." And they said, "Oh, my God, we didn't know you wrote." And I said, "Well, I write country music." And they said, "Well, who the heck is that singer?" And I said, "That's me." And they said, "We're putting you on a plane to Nashville." And they pulled me out of my band. They did. They pulled me out of the band I was in on Curb Records, flew me back to Nashville, and I cut 10 songs in the demo studio. And next thing I knew, I had an album out, and it was number 3 album of the year in USA Today that year. It was kind of crazy.
Okay. Enough yakking. How about some music? Would you have any objection to me playing the title track of your new CD, Come On Back Home?
No, please play it. It's my favorite.
Okay. Here it is. Okay, I seem to be having just a little bit of a a problem with this track. So let's chat instead.
All right. You want me to just sing it for you?
Sure.
If I'd known this was going to happen, you know, I got my guitar in the... I'm sitting in my car. I got my guitar in the back.
Oh,
here we go.
Still young, no innocent thing. You love your jewels, can't seem to find a ring. Time after time, you're the talk of the town. Can't stand the quiet when there's no one around. I've seen the scars on your broken heart, baby. I'd never tear it apart. Don't understand why you're so all alone. Don't be afraid. Come on back home. You take your beauty for granted and your lovers too, and wonder why they've all stopped calling on you. Same old story, I've seen it before, just like the very last time you walked out my door. I've seen the scars on your broken heart, baby. I'd never tear it apart. Don't understand why you're so all alone. Don't be afraid. Just come on back, come on back, come on back. Come on back, come on back. Some things have changed since last you were here, except this love catch a late night show. I want to walk you home, take it nice and slow. Love you long and never let go. Just come on back home. I've seen the scars on your broken heart, baby. I'd never tear it apart. Don't understand why you're so all alone. Back home. Just come on back home.
I must apologize for the delay in that audio starting. This never happened in the good old days of cassettes.
That's all right, you know. Welcome to the real world.
Right. And tell us a little bit about the track, the album, and who else plays on it.
The Come On Back Home, of course, is the title track of the CD. I wrote that basically... when I was completing the record. It seems like every time I'm recording a new record, I tend to write two or three songs during the process of the recording, and that wind up being some of my favorites. And I actually, this song was actually written after I had completed the CD, and I wrote this song, and my promotion people heard it, and they said, you've got to put Come On Back Home on the record. And so we did, and it now is the, you know, it's the second single. We set this one up with another song I'm real fond of on a CD called Strong One. And we cut everything back in Nashville. My producer, Michael Lloyd, we brought in a lot of the musicians that I've played with for years. Guys like Brent Mason and Pat Buchanan on guitar, Paul Lime on drums, Larry Franklin on fiddle and Paul Franklin on pedal steel. It's pretty much the creme de la creme. Had John Jorgensen on guitar too, and just really kind of brought in the A-team, and we actually cut 11 tracks in 2 days, which is pretty remarkable, and used live vocals on almost every song. So it was really cool. It was very much like playing like a band.
I am absolutely in awe. 11 tracks in 2 days. I mean,
yeah,
I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, that's the way they used to do it when people actually were ready. You know,
right.
These guys are great. They're real pros. We had really good charts, and we had played together on two of my previous CDs, so we all were very comfortable with each other's, playing, and they always liked playing with me because I actually sing in the studio. I don't just mumble it and then go back and re-record everything and start all over again. We really try and go for a very spontaneous live feel. In fact, the last song on the CD, we did a version of Ray Charles' You Don't Know Me, because it's one of my favorite tunes, and we just had some extra time left in the studio, and the guy said, "What's your favorite song?" And I said, "You Don't Know Me, Ray Charles." And I said, "Well, let's do it." So we did it, and we did it in one take. We played it one time, and all the tape, and it's on the record just as we cut it. It's really cool.
Wow. It's one thing being in a studio. You have a nice, safe environment. Tracks can be fiddled with, tweaked. It's a whole different world on the stage. You got one shot. And it has to stand up, warts and all. What's your favorite, the studio or the stage?
I honestly, my favorite is being on stage. And I love to play solo. It's kind of one of my fortes. I guess you'd compare it kind of like when you go see like Springsteen play by himself. He can command it by himself on stage. And back when Johnny Cash, guys like that could get up there and just be solo on stage and hold a crowd. I really enjoy doing that because you have a lot of freedom, both dynamically and emotionally. You can really milk a song and you can really have a chance to feel the room and see what's going to come next. I like playing, a lot of times I'll do a lot of, trios where I bring in a great fiddle player and a percussionist or another guitar player. That's always fun. Bands are tough. I mean, big bands are difficult sometimes because unless you've really been with your band a long time, you can lose a lot of the intimacy, I think. You end up having to compete with too many things going on at once. And so I really like that real tight rocking, pared down size of bands. Kind of like what Bob Dylan used to do at the end when he'd go out with three guys, it was kind of hip like that.
Right. The days of the glory bands are over. You can't have, 20... 18-wheelers full of gear anymore. Yeah,
no, you can't.
Financially, your credit card is going to get busted.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's even for me, as I'm developing, getting my radio status back, because I've been away for a little bit, it's difficult for me to find the appropriate gigs and find a good agent until I've got enough radio airplay to really reestablish my sort of my frontier out there and get enough cities in a row where I can go out and play. But the beauty of what I do is I can go out with myself and one other person and I think command a real show. So that's kind of cool.
Now, that brings up the next question. You don't want to play by yourself. You need to, or you would prefer to have a second person with you?
It makes life a lot more interesting, and it makes the music more musical, I think, sometimes, to have a great soloist with you. I've been doing shows with a guy here out west named Carlos Reyes. He's from Paraguay, and he plays classical and fiddle, violin, and he's also one of the world's greatest harp players. He plays the Paraguayan harp, which is a really cool instrument. And we just jam it up, and it allows us to do some really interesting musical things rather than just, I don't like when bands go out and play it exactly like the record. I like getting musical and kind of reading your room and looking at your audience, looking at the age group, looking at the demographics of where you are, and trying to gear my music to that. I rarely play the song the same way twice.
Well, that's the joy of live music. Several years ago, I interviewed Al Stewart, who is absolutely one of my favorite musicians. And, I asked him about, bands and traveling, and he basically rolled his eyes and said, "No one can do this anymore. What happens in the studio stays in the studio. What happens on stage, has to be just one or two people." Would you concur?
Well, I don't. Well, not necessarily. I mean, come on. I mean, there's a lot of bands out there touring that are great. But I think on a singer-songwriter level, like Al Stewart, or like where I am in my career and my situation, it's very difficult unless you're really a top 10 artist on the Billboard chart to support a full band. I mean, to do what great guys like Zac Brown are doing, or Garth Brooks or Jason Aldean, guys that are, when they're really getting that much airplay and they have such a huge radio audience, they can still play arenas and they can play big festivals or they can play the larger fairs, things like that. But otherwise, I think for really quality artists that want to be heard and not, live in the back of a van and eat every meal at, McDonald's, it's very difficult. So it's better to keep your expenses down, keep the size of your band down, and go out and try to play quality halls with good sound and more intimate environments.
I'm in perfect agreement with you. Hey, and how about we play another track? How about we have three more beers?
Yeah, I agree. I'm ready for one right now.
Okay.
Me and the boys are at our favorite table. Got buffalo wings, NASCAR on the cable. There's a floor full of fillies to dance back to the stable, and a honky-tonk angel looking willing and able to be my baby and rock my cradle. Three more beers, she'll be Britney Spears, and I'll be taking her home tonight. A six-pack or so, I'll be B&J Lowe's bathing meet the neon lights. Another shot of Cuervo, she's Christina Aguilera. Man, what a beautiful sight. Three more beers, she'll be Britney Spears, and I'll be taking her home tonight. Well, a clock strikes 11, don't know where to begin, so I scoot out on the floor with the gray goose grin. my boots get to sliding. My head starts to spin, seems everywhere I turn I'm seeing twins who wanna take me home. Get a little stoned, roll back the covers and tuck me in.
One, two,
three more beers, she'll be Britney Spears, and I'll be taking her home tonight. A highball in hand is a Kardashian. Did you bring your sisters tonight? A couple margaritas, she's my Angelina. Tell Brad I ain't looking for a fight. Three more beers, she'll be Britney Spears, and I'll be taking her home tonight. Those two pictures of Brew look like Pamela Sue, bouncing down the beach at Malibu. That mojito and rum's like a hottie club on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And I'll be taking her home tonight. Is that a maraschino cherry or Katy Perry tying the stem with her tongue just right? One more trip to the bar and I'll be dancing with the stars round about closing time. Oh, three more beers, she'll be Britney Spears, and I'll be taking her home, taking her home, taking her home tonight. Just gonna go gaga over me. Look out, Bernie!
What a great song! In some ways, in some ways. That should have been the title track.
Yeah, I love the song. I got a little pushback on it. A lot of the folks, I really thought it should have been my first single, but I was talked out of it. They said, you don't want to be perceived as a comedy act. So they wanted me to deliver something with a little bit more, quote, integrity, and which I'm fine with. You know, I've got it all on there, but that song is really funny. I think they were afraid, oh, they might think you're chauvinist or something like that. I said, are you kidding me? Those are compliments. I thought that, but I mean, every time I play that song, everybody loves it, and I still may release it down the road. It might be my secret weapon.
Oh, I think it would do great.
There'd be
some pushback, but, you know, 99%.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a joke. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, when I did my first CD back in, oh, good Lord, you know, late 90s country, people were saying, oh, you couldn't say hell on the radio. You couldn't say, oh, don't talk about getting drunk. And I'm going, are you kidding? Go listen to the lyrics these days. You know, it's. I mean, my word, you can pretty much say anything out there now.
Right.
And I try to at least keep it clean.
You know, I mean, there's a branch of music that I can honestly say I do not like, and that is rap. And, you know, I hear it all the time. And, you know, it's F this and F that. I have no use for that kind of language.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a funny feeling we might be hearing it in country pretty soon. Because some of the stuff right now, some of the stuff I listen to now in country, you know what I call it? I call it hick hop.
Oh, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, yeah. Some of the guys out there, it's almost like they've brought the rap into country, which is kind of funny, but I don't know. If they start bringing the language in, too, I'm just going to go, really? Do you really need to do that?
So where did the idea of three more beers come from?
Well, actually, a friend of mine was going out on a blind date, And this is kind of chauvinist, actually. A friend of mine was going out on a blind date, and he went out, and I saw him the next week. I said, how'd that go? And he says, well, three more beers, she'd have been Britney Spears. So I said, oh, my God, if that's not a song title, I've got to write it. And so I did. And, yeah, I've got some funny ones. I have some other funny ones, too, that are out of control. Probably not suitable for radio.
The good news is Blog Talk Radio is not controlled by the FCC.
Good, good. That's good to know. That's good to know.
So, you can swear all you like.
All right.
Now, earlier on, I asked you about studio versus the stage, and you said that, you know, you love the stage. So where can people find you playing live?
Well, that's my problem right now. I'm doing mainly corporate and private events. I'm hoping to get enough radio airplay so that people have heard me, because quite frankly, you know, you, without an audience that knows who you are, it's very difficult for an agent trying to do business, make money for himself, his family, and for me, to book me. And so right now I'm playing regionally here in Northern California. And then I have the opportunity sometimes to go do special private engagements all over the country. But until I get enough airplay in especially perhaps regionally, it's very difficult for me just to, you know, I'm just not going to get in the back of a van and you know, I did that when I was 20, you know, and I can't do that now. I mean, I, you know, the guy's got to eat. So it's very difficult for me. I'm looking for an agent. I'm hoping my my song, you know, I'm on the Music Row chart now. I'm moving up there. I'm talking to some people about maybe getting a few weeks over in Las Vegas. And my record just released to Europe this week, where I've done quite well before, and I would love to go play, you know, the British Isles and up in Denmark and areas like that. The Scandinavian countries, love country. I play over in Germany and Italy every year. And so I really am hoping that I get enough exposure with this new single to attract an agent and build a story and get out there or maybe get enough recognition so I could go open for somebody who has an established audience. Because I know once people hear my music and once people see me live, they're going to be appreciative of it and want to see it again. But right now I'm in that crucial spot where I'm waiting for I'm still waiting on commercial radio to drive my to drive a market to me so that I can go take advantage of it and go out on the road. So it's, you know, it's business. It's tough.
Oh, it's very tough. I would say the two hardest industries to get involved with are music and books. You've got to love what you're doing, because chances are you're up for a really hard climb. So,
oh yeah, and I've done it a long time. You know, I've been very fortunate. I've been able to pay my bills and make a living playing music my whole life. But you know, like I say, even here in where I live now in Northern California, I play large winery events. I play, you know, corporate stuff, and I've gotten to a point where I want to play quality events. Play quality events that actually pay me enough money to make it worthwhile, rather than play too often in rooms that don't provide my audience a good listening environment and good listening situation. So I'm trying to do really good sounding rooms, good stage, good lights, and make sure that when I do play live, it's in a really quality performance environment.
You've mentioned Northern California. Are you in San Francisco? Or
I certainly am. Yes, I used to live in Napa Valley when I was going back and forth to Nashville, and I moved from there. Now I live here in the city, and I just love it. I mean, it's a really culturally diverse city, and I always kind of knew I'd live out here in California. I went to college here, and Southern California just got too crowded for me. But I really enjoy, I enjoy the outdoors a lot here. And we have, we have great sailing here, boating, and we've got Lake Tahoe and good hunting out here, too. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, let's do some absolutely shameless commercialization. Where can people buy copies of Come On Back Home?
Okay, I'm on iTunes, of course. I'm on CD Baby. My entire CD library is available on iTunes. And you can also, if you just want to listen to it, you can go to my SoundCloud site or go to my website at philipclaypool.com, and you can listen to it in its entirety and decide what songs you like if you don't want to get the whole album. So I would recommend getting the whole album.
But you didn't mention Amazon, the 800-pound gorilla.
No, I believe you can. I think you can download me on Amazon. I distribute through CD Baby, and they go to most outlets. I'm sorry about that noise out there. They go through most outlets, but I have not released hard copy CD for Amazon yet.
Yet.
So if you're looking for a hard CD, those are not released. Everything is strictly digital downloads at present.
I know that you have more than one CD out there. Exactly how many do you have?
This is my third, sort of bona fide major release. My first one was on Curb Records. That was called Circus Leaving Town, and that was, like I say, that was USA Today's number three album of the year in 96. And then I released another one in 2000, which is available on iTunes, called Perfect World. And then this most recent release, I waited some time before I did another record.
The music world tends to be fairly frugal. Do you have, like, a day job?
Oh, right now I have a part-time consulting job during the day for but it's just part-time. I mainly make my music from music, but when I took a break from the industry back in 2003, I took about 7 years and that's when I kind of left Napa Valley and, went through all the country music stuff, get a divorce, that whole deal. And moved to the city, and I worked in the financial industry for a little bit. And so I have a great job now that's just part-time that sort of helps me cover everything and gives me the freedom to still do my music, because I have a responsibility to the people who've backed me on this new CD to, commit 100%. So that's – but the part-time thing really helps me out a great deal, and I don't think I – I'm glad I don't have to go out and play really tiny venues and be sandwiched between six other artists every night. I did that for years, and it just burns you out.
Oh, indeed. I've heard that many times. I'm looking at the clock, and we're just about flat out of time. So, Philip, I want to thank you, and I'll give you one last bite to Tell me anything that you want to tell me that I haven't asked you.
Well, I just want to tell you, keep an eye out for me. I think this single's doing very well, and I hope to be coming to a town near you soon. Because from what I know, you live near me anyway, down there in Mississippi.
Right.
So, yeah, but I just, you know, I just send my best to everybody who's been supportive and is willing to listen to my music. And I just hope they enjoy it and keep an eye out for me and go on iTunes and pick it up and visit me on the Facebook site and my website.
Philip, I really want to thank you. And
Thank you, son.
I wish you every success, and I'm sure we'll talk again in the future.
Well, thank you very much.
Until then, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. We'll be back again soon with another program. Till then, goodbye.